Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am. You were looking for intelligence, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted fools, so here I am. Thank you, God, for love I and thank you, God, for love I did not earn. So here I am. You were looking for good citizens, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted prisoners, so here I am. If you were looking for a faithful man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted doubters, so here I am. Thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. If you were looking for a righteous man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted sinners, so here I am. If you were looking for a worthy man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted me, so here I am. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. Thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. So here I am.
I don't need all that whooping. Now, I'm going to be real. Can I be real with everybody in this room? I love being angry. I love it. You give me a good anger, it's fantastic. Now, y'all are blinking at me like you have no idea what I mean. And that's fine. If you want to lie in church, that's fine. But you know exactly what I mean. There's been a time in your life when you got so angry and it was so delicious to yourself. You're like, this is great. I want to keep this going. I just want to be angry for a good minute. I mean, get down in it. Don't rush me. Ooh. I wake up in the morning angry that I'm not asleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm fueled by anger. That's how I get out of bed. I'm angry that I'm not asleep. I'm angry that the light is in my eyeballs. There's pain in my eyeballs. I'm using anger to get things done. You understand what I'm saying? The last thing I want to do is get rid of anger. Everybody talk about, I'm just trying not to be so angry. I'm not trying to be less angry because I love it too much. That's the problem that I have. See, because here's the part that y'all don't understand, okay? You don't understand how wrong some of these people are that I'm dealing with. Okay? I deal with a lot of wrongness. Look, I was trying to print out my sermon. You see how I had to write it all out? I tried to print it out. I went down to the printer, and the printer said, load the cartridge on the thing and whatever. I said, wait a second. I'm the boss, okay? I bought you. You don't tell me what to do with it. You just print it. You just print it and shut up. Don't give me any messages in the thing. You follow what I'm saying? I'm the only one. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. See, we're talking about fighting anger and overcoming anger, but I tell you what, we get into it pretty fast, and when we get there, we're not always in a hurry to get out of it real quick. Am I wrong? Oh, some of us, bless our hearts, we're a little bit addicted to the drama, you know? We're bored. We get a good drama going. She said, what about... Whoa. I wasn't sure I was going to have anything to do today, but now... I got to call 12 people. Did you hear... What... Okay, we're talking about fighting anger and overcoming our anger, but we got to be real now. We're only halfway trying to control this thing. Here's what the Bible says about all this, if you want to go by the Bible. Be humble, so don't pay back evil with evil, Forget that. That's a terrible idea, right? That first one. Don't pay back evil with evil. I'm canceling that one. Just skip to the next. Don't pay back unkind words with unkind words. We wouldn't even have the internet if that was... Instead, pay back evil with kind words. That's just insane now, y'all. This is what you have been chosen to do. Well, you chose the wrong man right there for that mission. You will receive a blessing by doing this. It better be good, because come on. Scripture says, he's quoting the Old Testament. This is Peter quoting the Old Testament. He says, Scripture says, suppose someone wants to love life and see good days, they must turn away from evil and do good. They must look for peace and go after it. So you could try that. But you go back to the previous one there. But this is, you could try doing this. He says there's a blessing that comes if you live this way. But see, me and Mookie, we have a position on this, and what Mookie and I want you to know is you can't let the people talk to you like that. You can't let people think you're a punk, right? You've heard that, haven't you? You've been living your life according to that brilliant wisdom. This tells you something else. Either the Bible is wrong or Mookie is wrong, and it seems inconceivable now, but maybe Mookie's wrong. You see what I'm saying? Maybe we've been screwing this up all along. Maybe this is the right way to do it, inconceivable as it might be to you and me. You see here, I don't know if anybody in the room ever does this. I do this. Sometimes I'm not sure that I have the right to be angry about something, and I will get more angry until it feels right. Do you know what I mean? I will get myself angrier and angrier till it feels like, you know what, I do. Yes, that's right. I do have a point. I just felt it. Okay? If you're not sure you're wrong, don't build it up till that's you playing games with yourself now. See? This is a way to live life. And here's the thing. Because as all these other brothers are talking about, we have an attitude that we're experiencing some kind of crazy injustice. No one's ever put up with this kind of misbehavior like what I'm trying to deal with here, and it's just inconceivable to me. I've seen, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about, but I've been doing this as my full-time job for the past quarter century, and I've seen one brother after another completely ruin their lives off of the way they handle that anger. And it's not in control. They're trying to keep the whole world in check, but don't have themselves in check. You follow what I'm saying? I don't know how many times I've had somebody call me up from the county jail. Wait a second, what are you doing in the jail? I thought you were in the residential program. Well, they kicked me out, and then I was on the street, and then they found me, and they grabbed me, and they put me, locked me up, VOP, and now I'm on here. And wait a second, son, why did you get kicked out? Well, they told me to sweep the floors, and you wouldn't believe the tone of voice they used. And I find myself saying, does it make sense to you when you say it out loud? Because when you say it to me, it makes no sense. You ruined your whole life because you couldn't take somebody saying something to you bad. There's a time in our lives when we say, you know, it is my job to sweep the floor. It is my responsibility. It is the thing. This guy is being a jerk about it. That's true. He could have said it nice. He didn't, but you know. But I'm going to take control of this situation. I'm going to take control of myself. I'm going to handle my business, and my business is sweeping the floor. My business is not trying to teach the whole world that I'm not to be messed with. That's not your mission in life. They either believe that about you or they don't. But the one thing I know is if someone can get a rise out of you every time they push a button in you, they know they're in control. They know that. I worked at every jailhouse in this town from here to Texas, and I tell you what, there's always one brother sitting there doing time because his enemies didn't like seeing him get out and went and said something to set him off. Now he's doing set time, sitting there. And meanwhile, the brothers that set him off are out on the bricks. You see what I'm saying? This is not how we can't do this. We can't do this anymore. This constantly reacting and reacting and reacting. Here's a question I have. Here's what I want to ask. Because understand it, I'm not preaching down to anybody. I'm the same way. I got the same problems you have. I have the same temptations you do, and I fall prey to them. I really do. I make dumb decisions because of anger all the time. But here's the question I got to ask for all of us is, where's the peace? How much peace do you have in your life? How much peace? Some of y'all, you've been rich, you've been poor, you've been up, you've been down, you had power, you called shots, you fell off, you did this, whatever, up and down. But your whole life, you couldn't fill a thimble full of peace from any of it. Think about what you're missing. I wish I could show you what you're missing by not having peace. The gift that God wants to give you is that peace. All this trying to prove this and trying to and try and woof back to everybody barking at you, that's going nowhere. You're losing your peace. They're stealing your peace. You're giving that to them. We can't do that. That peace will benefit you. It will fuel you. It will allow you to make changes. We had to take all these cares and concerns and problems and worries. We had to give those to God and say, God, I need you to take this away from me. I just can't stand this stuff anymore. I'm tired of being tired over this. I'm tired of being angry and frustrated over this. Lord, I need you to take it from me. Here's our verse we're going to close on. Humble yourself. That means sweep the floor. He said it wrong. He did. When he's not looking, spit in his food. Use your head. Okay? I'm giving you the techniques, okay? You follow? Just on the down low. You know he doesn't. That's fine. Okay? That's fine. That's enough. That's being humble, sort of. Oh, no. Yes. That's a good question. Humble yourself, which means sweep the floor and probably don't spit in his food if you don't, you know, try and evolve here. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Because what's he going to do? He's going to lift you up. In due time. Not right now today. Not right this minute. He's going to lift you up. You feel like you're way down there. You feels like a punishment. It's not. Humble yourself. Get that humility. He'll lift you up. He'll lift you up. We'll lift you up. We're going to be part of that process. We want to do that. Cast all your anxiety on him. This is the Bible telling you, take these worries and give them to God. He wants to take this worries and frustrations off of you. That's a beautiful thing. Cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares about your frustrations. He cares about the things that you're angry about. He cares about the things that you're going through. He wants to help you with that. And he's not telling you, God's message to you is not necessarily that you're wrong about all these things that you're angry about. Just that we can't let that stuff continue to take you off your square and ruin your life. That's all. That's all. God might agree with you that this is wrong. And that, yes, that's true, but he's going to try and give you a better way. Amen? We love you. God bless you. Let us now become.